Ah, yes. I'm Joe Padula.
I'm Casey Bryant.
And this is the local news. Where's my belt?
You need to know. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning.
How's your day?
Good.
Great.
We just started.
Thank you for making my, is it decaf?
Yes, it's
okay.
Decaf.
I'm drinking the decaf K-cups.
Mm-hmm. And his decaf. And cups out there today.
Yeah, I washed them.
Yeah. You knew I was coming.
When I wash them, it's more like a rinse.
Yeah, I rewashed them.
Okay. All right. Just
know,
in case.
I know that. Good morning, John Doe.
Oh, good. The names are popping up in red on our screens.
Good morning, Nicole.
I hate it when the names are in red.
Yeah, I can see them this time, though. Last time, I couldn't see them at all.
You got good eyes.
No.
Yeah, I know. Quinters, I know, man. Quinters is so funny. He's witty, too. But, yeah, we've... when co-hosts can't make it,
yeah,
that's when I tell, when I say, all right, I'm going to sleep in.
Or sometimes you hope that we can't make it so that you can sleep in.
Sometimes. Sometimes, yeah. I mean, it's been crazy busy, but...
Hi, Auntie Bones.
Oh, God.
Maureen, what's up?
Hey, make sure to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Do so now.
Ding, ding.
All right.
The bell that you stole.
You gave this to me.
Mm-mm.
Yes, you did.
You stole it.
No, you gave this bell to me.
I'm going to give you a foghorn.
That's not how a foghorn.
No.
Foghorn sounds more like this. Like I said, boy, you're a chicken hawk.
Oh.
Foghorn, leghorn.
Okay.
Looney Tunes?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, country artists. Chris Young.
Chris Young is not young anymore.
Do you know of Chris Young?
I have no idea.
Pretty popular.
I've heard the name before, but...
Pretty talented.
Yeah?
Well, they got arrested.
Uh-oh.
At a bar in Nashville. Yep. Here we go. Let's take a look. This is WKRN News 2.
Hi, Tim. He says it was an artifact and it was found. What was found? Foghorn? Leghorn? Looney Tunes?
The bell.
Oh, the bell.
The bell.
I gotcha. Okay.
Sorry, it's decaf. Tim Early. I'm sorry. They're too witty. Okay, they're too witty for me.
You got it, though. You caught on.
Yeah, but like...
I would have kept guessing.
It took 8 seconds yeah. of silence.
Well, we have some breaking news for you on a Tuesday. A country music hitmaker is arrested last night at a bar on Demumrian in Nashville here. Allie Lynch is at the alert desk with details.
Allie Lynch.
He took a pause and he was like, did I say that right?
48-year-old Chris Young was taken into custody according to...
Oh, not the best pause.
No, it's not bad, though.
She's got great lips, huh?
Yeah. She's got very contourish makeup on.
Yeah, that is contourish.
I haven't figured out how to do all that yet.
You don't need to.
I don't want to. It seems like a lot of work.
You have the luckiness of natural good looks, right?
Wow. Is that my compliment for
That's your compliment for the month.
Wait. Year.
Young was taken into custody. According to the arrest documents, he's accused of assaulting a Tennessee Alcoholic Beverage Commission agent. So according to those court documents, Young was at the bar around 8:30 p.m. when agents walked in to complete a compliance check.
Okay.
Young reportedly held his ID over his head. The agent then checked it with the agency's app and gave Young his ID back. Young began questioning the agents and then started video recording them. According to the affidavit, when agents walked towards the door, Young put his hands out to stop one agent from leaving the bar and struck him on the shoulder. Two agents had to physically detain Young and place him in handcuffs. He was booked in the metro jail and charged with disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, and assault of an officer.
All right, so the alcohol officials are doing a check inside of a bar. He's in the bar. Does he own the bar? Did they say he owns the bar?
I didn't hear that.
And he puts his hands out to... I need to see the video.
And for breaking news around the clock, you can go to WKRN.com.
Yeah. Like, just checking in, like, hey, any underage drinkers in here?
I think they do stuff like that, yeah. Ryan?
Real quick, go to Allie Lynch. She has an update on a story that we brought you first yesterday in our newscast. Allie, what's the latest?
Well, Mark, that's right. So country music singer Chris Young is accused of assaulting a Tennessee...
She's skinny, though.
Is this the same one? Why did they do it twice?
Because now we have the footage.
Oh, I gotcha.
I want to see
this
the footage.
This is later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let's take a look at the footage.
Alcoholic Beverage Commission agent. And this morning we have newly released surveillance
video. All right, Joe, yeah, let's take a look at this video.
This happened on Monday night. A team of agents were performing compliance checks in Nashville bars along Montgomery and Street and asked to check Young's ID. So according to the affidavit, Young followed the agents to another bar and blocked them from leaving. The agent reported in the affidavit, Young struck him in the shoulder. Two agents then physically detained Young and placed him in handcuffs. The video we're about to show you appears to be cell phone video shot from off a screen and only shows a portion of the incident. So now let's walk you through it. We received this video from Young's attorney. You see Young in the black jacket and hat. You then see three agents walk into the bar. Young raises his arm in the direction of the agent. That agent then pushes Young, which sent him back.
Why did he raise his arm?
Why did the agent push him immediately like that? I bet Chris Young is going, hey, fellas, can I help you? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's my guess is, hey, fellas, can I help you out? What's your business here? And then that agent just really gave him.
Was being a jerk.
Like, if that was a close fist, that'd be considered a punch. Hmm. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Here, check that out again. Oh. I'm kind of agreeing with Joe Quinters. The video kind of makes the popo, the officials, look like jerks.
Jacket and hat. You then see three agents walk into the bar. Young raises his arm in the direction of the agent. That agent then pushes Young, which sent him backwards, knocking over bar stools and falling to the ground. Young raises his arm in the direction of the agent. That agent then pushes Young, which sent him backwards, knocking over bar stools and.
Look at all of these people getting up to like grab some food or something, I'm guessing.
The buffet's ready.
Yeah. They heard a ding. Muffins are done.
Table number one. Go get your food.
Falling to the ground. He then pops up and puts both his hands up. He was taken into custody and now faces three charges.
Wow. Yeah.
All right. So Joe Quinn is providing some good information here. All right. We'll start off with Tim Riley. They check for underage. This is the agents do. They check for underage drinking and that all the liquor laws are being followed. Okay. He's been arrested for whatever called felonious douchebaggery. Joe Quinn says
is he not a good guy, Chris Young?
I think he's an okay guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We used to do cocaine together last week. No, that's not true. Yeah, he followed to the bar from another bar. Brown was following them bar to bar, asking them questions.
Brown is that police officer that pushed him, I'm guessing.
Okay, yes, I'm guessing that as well.
Yeah.
Unless Chris Young goes by the nickname Brown.
Yeah. Jimmy says, good morning, us.
Oh, what's up, Jimmy?
Good morning, Jimmy.
Jimmy, good people. He's got to get in the studio here. Tim Early, you don't put your hands on the law, man. It never ends well. That's a good point, too, from Tim Early.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Even though I do think that Chris Young was just going, hey, what are you guys doing?
Yeah.
Right. Why are you hassling us, pig? Right? I mean, that's all he said. Hey, why are you hassling us, pig?
Go get some donuts. You're in the wrong spot.
Yeah. I make more money than you. I love watching the body cam footage of like arrests and everything. I make more money than you. Okay, that's not going to help.
Do you know who I am?
You are going to regret this. I don't think he was pulling that card, but.
Walk into the bar. Young raises his arm in the direction of the
said,
agent.
I smell bacon.
That agent then pushes Young, which sent him backwards, knocking over bar stools and falling to the ground. He then pops up and puts both his hands up. He was taken into custody and now faces three charges. So those charges include disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, and assault of an officer. And just moments ago, we received a statement from Chris Young's attorney, Bill Ramsey.
Yeah, Maureen makes a good point. Too bad he didn't come from the southern border. They never would have touched him or even bothered him at all. Ain't that the truth? Mm. 10 more months. Hurry up.
Yeah.
10 months. It's not good out there.
He says what happened to Young in the bar was wrong, and Young should have never been arrested and charged. The attorney called on the Tennessee Alcoholic Beverage Commission to drop those charges and apologize. We have a follow-up letter later on this afternoon we can show you. That'll also be on our website. That's WKRN.com.
She's struggling.
She is struggling. That's what my thought was, too.
She's struggling on this.
Can't get him out right there.
Allie.
She did good until the end.
Yeah, absolutely.
She got distracted by something.
Something's going on.
people are behind the camera making goofy faces.
Maybe she's just lonely because there's no ring on this finger. You know? She's a good pauser.
She's had good pauses.
Never been arrested and charged. The attorney called on the Tennessee Alcoholic Beverage Commission to drop those charges and apologize. We have a follow-up letter later on this afternoon. We can show you. That'll also be on our website.
Later and letter messed her up.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. It was later and letter, and she's like, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Scrambled that brain of hers.
Yeah.
She recovered okay, but.
We have a follow-up letter later on this afternoon. We can show you. That'll
that
also
would be
hard. On our website. That's WKRN.com.
Reading a teleprompter is hard.
I'm going to segment that. It's not that hard. I'm doing it right now. It is. She has great lips.
You are not.
What a. Here, look, I'm reading the teleprompter right now. There is no ring on her finger. She must be lonely. Chris Young. So there you go.
Thank you. Well, new developments tonight in the criminal case.
Dang, country music artist everywhere.
Chris Young. Now, he was arrested Monday night at a popular Midtown
bar. Chris Young. He's
we
like,
got our hands on that security video, which is now raised.
Oh, there's an
my lord.
Ow.
And what really happened.
Here's yeah, Nick so Harris, we got a little different angle on this
he
one.
He put his hands up. Like, hey, guys, why they arrest him?
Chris Young was inside with some friends. His evening ended with him being accused of, among other things, assaulting an officer. A video from inside the bar is raising some questions. You see Young in the black leather jacket, black hat, and jeans reach out to an agent.
Did he know they were agents? Do you know what I mean?
I don't know.
They're not dressed in uniform. They're dressed in street clothes.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Did he know they were an agent? Touching an officer?
Don't you have to announce yourself?
I hope so.
I'm an agent.
They come in with foghorns.
Yeah, they do on NCIS.
Hey, everybody. Mine's not working. Everybody, we're party poopers. The party poopers, official party poopers, have arrived. It's not, I don't know why they're not on walkie-talkies. I don't know why I'm doing a walkie-talkie. Psh.
I don't know either.
All right. Sorry. Back to the video.
With the Alcohol Beverage Commission, and the agent shoves Young to the ground.
In the affidavit report,
the agent says
Biden.
Young struck him on the shoulder, so he pushed Young away for separation. Young was arrested.
Oh, look at that. Oh,
he ran right into the corner.
The corner's the worst part
to
ram
it
into.
It is the worst.
Absolutely. He goes down.
Yeah. I do feel like that was way overreaction from the cop.
Seriously?
Yeah.
And I'm pro cop.
Yeah, me too.
But one bad cop ruins it for everyone.
Yeah. Well, and it's also okay to make mistakes. Like, people have reactions and make mistakes, but
yeah.
Let's.
Producer Chris Early, look at this. And Chris, is there any updates in the arrest of Chris Young? Because I think they're going to make the agents apologize to Chris Young, the musician.
Tim said he had no business trying to stop them. They weren't even talking to Chris.
Hmm. See, Tim Early, he is a. He's what we call, he's smitten with police officers.
Okay.
Right. So he's taking the side of the cops no matter what. I think, Tim.
So he pushed Young away for separation.
Boom.
Young was arrested moments later, charged with assaulting an officer.
My legal opinion is that Chris Young absolutely did not commit an assault against that officer, and it's not even a close call.
Legal
right.
analyst Ben Raven says there's no video to decide on the other charges of resisting arrest and disorderly conduct. As for the alleged assault...
You know what? This is all staged.
That's what I was going to say. Watch, Chris did this on purpose. He's going to come out with a song. He's going to announce next week that he's coming out with a new song.
It's a promotion for Chris Young and the bar Doghouse.
Is that a song?
That's going to be his next song now.
Oh, okay.
I'm in the doghouse.
Oh, yeah.
I pushed the cop.
Now he can really write some good songs.
I told him to stop.
You can't be a country singer and not have spent time in jail.
Then he pushed me and I flopped. I'm in the doghouse. See, I can write country music.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Right. Chris Early, hook me up with your country music friends, okay? I can write. I could sing, too, country music.
The question is whether a reasonable person would think what Young did here was extremely offensive or provocative. Raven says the same could be asked of the ABC
agent. It looks like he fell because he was trying to avoid benches. Like, he knew that there was something behind him.
Right.
So how did this all start? It began at Tin Roof next door, where ABC agents carded patrons, including Young. Young's lawyer, Bill Ramsey, says Young then followed the agents to the doghouse to confirm the identity of the men who were not in obvious uniforms. And
hey, I'm with Chris Young on this.
Yeah.
If I'm not breaking a law, I don't have to show my identification, right?
I don't know.
I guess I'm in a private business, unless that business demands me, but why do I have to show my identification to cops that come inside of a business? But I'm not breaking any laws.
They don't look young. They don't look, I could understand too if they look like a bunch of teenagers.
Yeah.
But he's not young.
No, Chris Young is not young.
No.
No offense, Chris Young. No. I love you. I'm a big fan of your music. Yeah, I'm pro Chris Young on this. I'm anti Tim Early on this, and I'm pro Chris Young on this.
To ask why it appeared, they took a photo of his license. Things escalated from there. Young is not commenting publicly at this time, but Ramsey's attorney says what happened to Young was wrong.
Yeah, Justin Nichols is right.
The charges need to be dropped.
He charged them because he was butthurt.
Should apologize. Young does still tonight face those criminal charges. Young is not commenting publicly at this time, but Ramsey's attorney says what happened to Young was wrong. The charges need to be dropped, and the ABC agents should.
Maybe. I mean, we saw it because he hit the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he went down.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's like LeBron James or a soccer player. Right, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
My back. What about your neck? Oh, and my neck.
Yeah. And my finger.
Yeah. Right? I mean, hey, if you're going to milk it, go for it.
Escalated from there. Young is not commenting publicly at this time, but Ramsey's attorney says what happened to Young was wrong. The charges need to be dropped, and the ABC agents should apologize.
Young does still tonight face those criminal charges, and it's possible the video does not tell the whole story. He has a court hearing in February. Nick Barris, News Channel 5.
All right, Nick, thanks. And so far, it was just that response from Young's attorney. We did reach out to comment from both the district attorney and the Alcohol Beverage Commission, but we have not yet heard back.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm. What's your lesson from this, your takeaway? Don't try to stop a cop.
Here's the thing. I don't want to, and again, I love law and law enforcers. But man, if I'm just sitting there minding my own business, I don't want to be carded.
Yeah.
And do
you
they?
You would never be carded because you look like
no. Obviously, 60. If they're carding Chris Young,
just kidding.
I'm
just kidding.
But I'm just saying, do they have? If I'm suspicious of creating a criminal act or in the act of breaking the law, or suspicious of having broken the law, then I get it. Yeah. You want to see my ID? Yeah. I'm fine. Yeah, I didn't do anything. But man, I have a right to not. Hey, everyone, here's my ID.
Yeah. Tim says you don't have to show your license.
Thank you. And Tim knows.
But they can shut the bar down for it.
Shut it down. Shut it down. I got rights.
Biff agrees with me.
What does Biff say? What's
he
up, Biff?
How you Joe doing? He says Joe looks old as dirt.
Thank you. Biff, I was going to get back to you on the DJ in that party. I guess not. Here's some Chris Young. I don't want to get a copyright strike. What did John Doe say? I missed John Doe's comment.
Read my comment. That's what he said.
Until the second that you walked in to that bar that night. Are they doing a drug deal? What's up?
He looks mad.
Oh, yeah, he just got pushed by a cop.
Yeah, he needs new content. That's what this is all about.
I think he should make a big song about this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he calls it the doghouse, and it's a big promotion for the bar. John Doe, there's your comment. Morning, all. Fun. Correct, Joe. Unless you're a suspect of a crime, suspicion of a crime, or in the act of a crime, you don't have to show ID. Thank you. Right.
Okay.
Right.
That's good to know.
That's legal advice. John Doe, he knows. There you go.
Okay.
And now you know.
Now you know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Christina.
Make sure to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell.
She said tell that to CPD.
Yeah. I will. If... Leave me alone. You know, I raised my right hand and I swore an oath to the Constitution
when I
joined the service.
Oh.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay? I want to protect the Constitution, people's rights, my rights too.
Yeah.
And I believe it falls under the Fifth Amendment. Yeah. Yeah. Unless I'm committing a crime. Don't, just leave me alone. I get it. You got a job to do? Well, go do it.
Yeah.
Without violating my rights. That's all. Because, again, I learned my lesson. You give a little, you'll never get it back.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. All right. Yeah. And my oath has no expiration. That's right, Justin Nichols. Damn right. G.I. Joe. Chris Early. Many questions are floating in my head. Like, did they announce that they were law enforcement? Right? That's a fair question, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If so, hey, I'm with tobacco, fire, whatever, alcohol. Let me see your ID.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me? Excuse me? How do I know it's you? How do I know that you're not some wackadoo going around?
Pretending, especially these days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. True that. Contracts, purchases, exchanges, airships, quit claims, powers of attorney. That's right, govstitle.com. Plus also, closing those real estate deals. Yep, got to make it official.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, talk to Governors Land and Title. Hey, this is a great time to buy property too, by the way, before it gets too expensive.
Yeah.
Especially here in our area.
They're going fast.
Yeah, stay tuned.
Mm-hmm.
Christina Ann Mobley, I, Joe. I want to see you do the G.I. Joe theme song as your intro or exit one of these days. Deal. I will do so.
The G.I. Joe theme song.
All right. Tennessee snow is gone. But now, get ready for the potholes.
Everywhere. I drove to Nashville the other day, and it was absolutely insane. Like, I thought my car was going to die.
Da-dunk.
It's so bad.
Da-dunk.
Literally, like, half of the road was out
in
a whole lane.
Right. The dunk.
Yeah.
Yep. While road crews are working to patch up the potholes. The dunk. I used to call angry marijuana smokers potholes.
Oh.
Yeah. You pothole.
Okay.
Here, let's take a look.
Well, from sliding on icy roads to dodging holes, as the roads thaw, potholes will form. Davidson County TDOT crews spent the day transitioning trucks to address this new complaint. News 2's Stephanie Langston spoke with crews working to patch the pothole problems.
Fourth Amendment. Thank you. Thank you, John.
Disastrous recipe for potholes, leaving drivers
illegal
dodging
and
spots
seizures.
Like
not
this.
Driving and recording.
We already have several recipe for potholes, leaving drivers dodging spots like this on Lebanon Pike.
We already have several spots Da-dunk. That need quick attention.
Count this as one of them.
Lebanon Road.
And it's not like, you know, when you got traffic, you know, on these two lanes.
Yeah.
It's not like you just, you know, go into the next lane. You got other cars.
This is nothing compared
Count
to the one that I saw on the interstate.
As one
True.
Of them.
Lebanon Road, multiple spots on Briley, two different spots on I-24, east and west, 65-440.
They love this one, though.
Created when you have a freeze thaw.
They love this
film.
So long
yeah.
drivers like you see
oh,
here
check this
were
out.
Sliding
Ooh.
On ice Monday morning.
Isn't that the best?
Others were dodging potholes Monday afternoon.
So you're going to see like this frozen asphalt and ice.
Hey,
on
hey,
the
hey, watch your language. Did she just say asphalt?
She said asphalt.
Sound like, hold on.
Asphalt and
East
ice.
Monday morning, others were dodging potholes Monday afternoon.
So you're going to see like this frozen asphalt and ice on the road.
See? Asphalt.
It'll open up.
It sounds like she's saying a-hole.
Others
no,
were dodging potholes Monday afternoon.
So you're going to see like this frozen asphalt and ice on the roads.
Curb out
It'll
goes.
Open up voids and cavities
Faults.
In
it
right. and then
sounded
break
like
apart.
Causing a bumpy ride for drivers.
Yeah, John Doe, right.
See Ugh. Those divots and ruts. That then can
Maureen,
be like a
Chicago.
A sweater.
The tax
once
is going into their pockets,
open,
not in the potholes.
It, it will just eat away.
TDOT crews are switching gears, transitioning trucks from winter response to pothole patrol.
That means we have to take the plows off. We have to put attenuators onto the back of some trucks. We have to make sure that we transition our dump trucks from salt to attenuator applications. So it just takes time.
And for now, she says it's a temporary fix using cold mix instead of hot.
You know, cold mix is really a band-aid. We do it when we have no other options.
I guess
and
it's
today,
quicker.
And probably some of this week will be that. But it at least gets the band-aid over top of the pothole, and then hopefully in the spring we're able to make much more permanent.
Yeah, I know, Joe Quinners. Even their trucks are transitioning. It's a crazy world. They identify as plows.
It's in repairs.
She says drivers can help by slowing down and reporting.
That's quite a pothole.
Did they find this on the side of the road and
throw it for the film?
For the B-roll.
Yeah.
Yo, come on.
As they cause an accident.
Yeah. Really?
She says drivers can help by
slowing
down.
Absolutely, they did
issues
that.
Issues like this.
We have thousands of lane miles that
look
we
what
cover
you guys could
across
have
the region, and we can't
shame.
Get to literally
WKRN.
Everything all at once. So please be sure to report it. Let us know, and we will get to it as quickly as we can.
And you hear the fire truck?
Mm-hmm.
They caused an accident, and three cars caught fire.
From the hubcap?
All for a pothole story.
TDOT has a hotline set up for drivers to report potholes. We have that information on our website.
I just love how she's doing that while she's driving.
I hope there's a camera guy, but I don't think so, right?
Oh, my goodness. That's hilarious.
See, you girls got to worry about this when you put on seatbelts.
Yeah.
Right, with the boobs.
Oh.
Yeah. Does it hurt?
No.
No? Okay. That's good.
Donaldson, Stephanie Langston, News 2.
Did you see her look at the camera?
Yeah.
Look at her. Come on, Stephanie. What are you doing?
Reporting from Donaldson, Stephanie Langston.
Stephanie Langston, News 2. Come on, Steffers. That's funny.
News 2.
If you
she's
damage your vehicle, hitting
wheel.
A
she
pothole.
Is close
she
to that
is very
wheel.
Close to it.
Who said that,
Christine?
Because
she's got to get the camera shot if she was back here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would hate being like this. I guess. It's a nice car, right? You think she cleaned it up before the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Well, it doesn't matter. It it's matters true. If she has kids.
If you damage your vehicle hitting a pothole, the state may offer reimbursement, but you have to meet specific criteria to qualify.
That's
drivers
right.
must prove the state was negligent. In 2020, more than 1,000 claims were filed with the Tennessee Department of Treasury.
And?
The state paid for only 7.
Oh.
It's like, what are those things that you get when you buy something and then they always ask you if you want a...
Warranty.
Yeah, that's what it's
that's
like.
That's the word you were looking for?
Yeah, thank you.
Warranty.
And then they make you jump through all the hoops to get it.
Yeah, check out this. We saw a little bit of that garbage truck flying by.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they threw it in the video.
Mm-hmm.
Wee! Whoops!
It's still going.
Whoops!
At least it didn't run into anything. He's like, wee, that was fun. That could have been really bad.
Yay, let's do it again. They're going back up the hill. It's like kids when they go down sledding. That's what this... Oh. That didn't sound good.
No.
Wee. Whoops.
You see tire marks in the grass going back up.
Wee. Oh.
What was that? Mailbox?
It might have been a mailbox, right? Yeah, it might have. I don't know. You know, it would have been great because it was like 5 degrees, right?
Yeah.
If it was a fire hydrant.
Oh, no.
Oh.
And then the water thaws and it's like.
And then all the kids bring their sleds.
Yeah.
All them kids are like, yo, we got to go to Moron Hill. Moron Hill is the best place for sledding right now. And he just goes, all right, I got to pick up another. Let me pick up the garbage.
note to self, don't go that way tomorrow.
I see a Tennessee roads left abandoned cars, by the way.
Yeah, there were a lot of abandoned cars.
Yes, ma'am. Here's WZTV, Fox 17, who doesn't allow me to download their videos.
I went to Memphis last weekend. They didn't have any of their roads cleared. It was like driving on ice.
Memphis sucks.
Yeah, it was really bad.
Memphis stinks.
Several of our neighbors haven't been out of the neighborhood for almost a week.
Now, today's 50-degree temperatures are certainly accelerating the thawing, but some mid-state families still trapped at home as the icy conditions...
Oh, Tim Early. No abandoned Jeeps, though.
My husband gets so mad about the Jeeps.
Oh, the Jeeps.
He said, because he was a Jeep guy for a long time, like country boy, and he's like, those city people have sissified our Jeeps. He gets so mad.
Those damn city slickers? Yeah. They sissified our Jeeps!
Ducks.
I don't know why. When I picture your husband getting angry, he turns into Yosemite Sam.
Those kind of what he looks like.
Those damn Yankees. Frill for farfer.
At least at their place remain. Fox 17 Kylie Walker Trebek now live in North Nashville with what they are up against.
What's up, Anita?
And the changes they'd like to see.
Oh. It's Kylie Walker.
People scattered throughout the mid-state.
You love Kylie Walker. Mm,
she's got a weird, weird. Where's she from?
She's from America.
Looked like it took her a while to get that out.
Well, she's putting on a voice. It takes longer for brains to operate that way.
Oh. Okay.
Right.
People scattered throughout the mid-state tell me that they feel like the main roads and the interstates have been having a lot of effort put into those. But those living in the neighborhoods and a lot of those side streets with ice just like this, they feel like they're being ignored and also leaving people stuck in their homes for about a week now.
Come on, get the camera back up there.
The whole street, all the way down. One big ice skating rink. It's all ice.
Mid-state residents documenting their experiences on social media.
Clarksville did a really good job
with
this.
As many of them are.
Yeah.
Oh, that is when we were on. I was impressed. Even all the way out in Cumberland City. And the next day they had it all the way out.
Montgomery County.
They did really good.
Are forced to stay put inside their homes.
Did you get him out?
That was a G.
In Jolton.
Yep.
Neighbors take matters into their own hands. This to help those in need.
I walk to get to them because the four-wheeler won't even go up there.
William Clark says people are crashing left and right.
Yeah, there's cars in the middle of the road down there. People just walked off and left. Guy said, I'll see y'all in 2 or 3 days.
I'm telling you, I mean, these dumb damn city slickers, they just park their car, walk. I'll be back in 3 days.
Did you know that Tennessee Ridge is out of water?
Yeah.
They don't have water going on in Tennessee Ridge. If anybody wants to go out there and help them. They haven't had it for like a week, and it's going to be another week.
Yeah, they got no water out there, but I'll tell you what. We got a bunch of bottles, and those bottles, they have water in them, so we got some water. We just need more bottles with water in them.
Or a shower, a hot shower.
Oh, damn. Let me tell you, I recommend a cold shower. It closes your pores, and you don't have to worry about acne.
Okay. Cold showers are the worst.
And just left it.
Clark says there's a lot of elderly people in his community, and he worries about first responders not getting to someone in the event of an emergency.
All we want is somebody to take care of our road.
Wine mom, newscaster voice.
The wine mom, yeah. She had some wine.
Some people.
How are you going to help them? Tim, I did help them.
Yeah.
I got like 10 cases, 10...
10 cases.
Crates. What are those things called? Of bottled waters from Apex and over there.
10 cases of
what is it called with the forklift? The pallets. Pallet is the word. 10 pallets. Apex sent 10 pallets. This is great.
Did it come with a
My
warranty?
My words are not working today.
Or need medical assistance. They can get in here. This is our lifeline to... everything right here.
Truck stops,
And if you can't get up here, you can't
call
get
Justin.
Thank
Clark
you, Christina.
Says he's reached out to city leaders who told him it will soon melt.
I think they take the Mother Nature policy. Mother Nature put it there. Mother Nature will take it away. But that left a lot of people, as he said, really stranded.
And over in Mount Juliet,
the Miller
family also taking it upon themselves to help their neighbors get to work.
This is actually a wedding just took place.
Ah.
Right.
Okay.
And they're throwing rice.
Their honeymoon?
Mm-hmm.
This by throwing salt down on their steep and hilly roads.
I'm hoping that cities and counties will look at this in their next round of budget planning for equipment and for the materials needed to keep the roads clean.
And we reached out to NDOT by email, as well as the city of
Mount. And she has great nails, huh?
Look at this
she
in does. The next I don't round of budget planning for equipment and for the materials
yeah,
needed
how does she
to keep
type?
The roads clean.
And she types fast, too. Mm-hmm. No ring on the finger. Kylie Walker.
And we reached out to NDOT by email, as well as the city of Mount.
Could you imagine, though? Hi, honey, how was your day? Shall we go out for dinner, or do you want me to cook? I don't know if I could.
Ted says, is this woman drunk?
Shall we watch more Seinfeld or Sopranos tonight? I don't know. I mean, let me tell you, she is a pretty lady.
She is a very pretty
Juliet.
Lady.
Juliet, this to see if they'll be putting any focus on these neighborhood roads.
Tim, I think it's
we did
busted
not hear
pipes.
Back.
Busted pipes and all the things they have to go fix.
Yeah, busted pipes. This is true. Mm-hmm. This is true. Don't just stand there. Bust the move.
And for Davidson County, residents who are needing snow or
newscaster.
Ice removal in
guy.
Their neighborhoods, we're going to put this link on our website, fox17.com. For now, reporting in North Nashville. Nashville, Kylie Walker, Fox 17 News, your Code Red Station.
She's like freezing too. She's like, I gotta get out of here. I gotta show off my nails so I can't wear gloves, okay?
Oh, yeah.
But I'm freezing my ass off out here, so I'm gonna
really. Or a scarf, no scarf.
Here, check. Listen to her speed out of here.
Or needing snow or ice removal in their neighborhoods, we're gonna put this link on our website, fox17.com. For now, reporting in North Nashville, Kylie Walker, Fox 17 News, your Code Red Station.
Any comments? No, probably not.
Justin says, how do girls wipe their booties with nails? I don't know.
That is a great question. That's a great question. Like, oh my God, why is your butt bleeding?
Men are super short.
I took a dump. Yeah, so there you go. Ban the cars. Kylie Walker. What? You should follow her on Instagram.
She's got the contour going, too.
Love this, too.
I know. It's fun. Yep. That's what Christina Ann said. That hair.
Yeah, that hair. Right. She looks like a Fraggle.
Yeah.
She looks like she could be a Fraggle. Yeah. Right. Dancing cares away. Mm-hmm. Worries for another day. Mm-hmm. Let Kylie Walker play. Down with Fraggle Rock.
Wow.
You didn't watch Fraggle Rock as
a
kid?
I loved Fraggle Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Doozers. Right.
Yeah. Living in the walls. And the dog. Remember the dog?
Yeah.
He was so funny.
Yeah.
Like all scruffily.
The dog's name was... Oh, hold on.
Somebody will
not know. Not Max. Because it was Uncle Traveling Max. The dog's name was... Oh, come on in the comments. You got to help out, please.
The Fraggle Rock dog.
Yeah.
I thought it was Max.
No, I don't think, because it was Uncle Traveling Max I forget, and I'm pulling a Casey. Yeah, follow her on Instagram.
Cali to Nashville.
Yeah, she's from California.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay, there you go. Cali Walker, might be a future. Oh, look at this one. Oh, sorry, you don't... Oh, it's not fun when I just go on someone's Instagram on the show?
No,
and just
not.
Scroll through?
Sprocket.
Sprocket!
That's it. Yeah,
that's
good job,
it.
Justin.
Nice job, Justin Nichols. Thank you.
Okay, Joe, next
Justin
story.
Nichols, you get this picture as your prize. Okay. You get this picture as your reward for Sprocket.
What would you have done if Christina Ann knew it?
Christina Ann, then you get this picture right here, Christina
she
Ann.
She doesn't want that
Congratulations,
picture.
Christina Ann. You get this picture of Kylie Walker as your prize. For playing Fraggle Rock trivia.
Anita got it, too.
Oh, Anita?
Here
you go,
Okay, stop
Anita.
Answering. No more answers.
Congratulations, Anita. You get this picture of Kylie Walker on her Instagram as
Justin
your prize.
Justin says my wife may be upset.
Oh, if your wife is upset, she gets to get this picture, okay? There you go, of this nice guy right here. Okay.
All right, moving on.
Yes, all right, moving on. Sorry, Kylie Walker, fantastic. Keep me warm, Joe Padula. She was racing out of that end of the story, though.
She was cold.
For Fox 17 WZTV, this is Kylie Walker. I gotta go.
Anita said that's just what she needed. She liked that picture.
Oh, yeah. I did that for you, Anita. I need that for you. This is the only way I can scroll Insta without getting in trouble. Yes, Joe. I do this for Joe. I do this for the people. Okay? He'll get in trouble if he goes on Kelly Walker's Instagram. So, you're welcome.
Don't take that from me, Casey. All right, Joe.
Waterdogs.scuba.com. Yeah, sign up. Do it this year. Get certified. They'll teach you. They'll take you out on these trips. And they're such cool people.
Awesome.
And Rich Holiday, right?
Good guy.
His wife, Shelly. Do you know Shelly Holiday?
Yes, I love Shelly.
I thought you two had a...
Why do you always try to do that with people? I love Shelly.
Waterdogs.scuba.com.
They became grandparents, and I never see her anymore.
Yeah. Oh, believe you me, I see nothing but pictures of those nice kids. You know, every time we do Sunday dinners, right? Yeah. Hey, Rich, Shelly, Happy New Year. Oh, my God, look. Look, oh, my God, look, look. Oh, look, she's almost walking. Look, look. All right. Okay. Oh, my God, look the eyes. Look at the eyes. Oh, my God. Oh, so...
Shelly, next time just slap him with your phone.
I'm trying to eat my food. Get your phone out of my face. You know how dirty these things are? We bring them into the bathroom
not
for crying out loud.
Shelly's aren't dirty. Hers isn't dirty. She doesn't have long nails.
Valentine's Day is coming up. Stay aware. This is true. Who should I take
it's
out for Valentine's?
It's a great first date. Yes, Tim. Scuba is a great first date.
Oh, my God.
That would be so fun.
That would be amazing.
That would be amazing.
Right, because if it's not going well, you just swim away.
Yeah. Or drown the other person.
Yeah, yeah. You unplug her oxygen tank. Because that's legal. Hey, cold weather's gone, thank God, but the tornado recovery continues here in Clarksville, Tennessee.
After nearly a week's setback due to the winter weather, tornado recovery efforts have resumed for much of Middle Tennessee. Recovery centers are back open, and contractors and volunteers can finally get back to work. News 2's Nikki McGee has more with those working to rebuild after this winter pause.
She does a lot of Clarksville stories.
I lost all my credentials.
That's not Nikki McGee.
No.
For my kids.
They listen, when they're passing the torch, like, here's Nikki McGee.
Nikki McGee, you look way different than you did last time.
Oh, Nikki McGee, she got some neck tattoos. She's changed since the last time I've seen her.
I lost all my credentials, pictures for my kids. It's a lot of sentimental stuff that was lost.
Antoine Jones is working to move forward once again. In December, he was displaced.
Her voice, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know. It's not Kylie Walker-esque, but it's on the same level as it's not your real voice.
Yeah.
Right. And I love Nikki McGee.
Antoine Jones is working to move forward once again. In December, he was displaced from the Bluegrass Meadows apartments following storms. And for now, his kids are staying with family until he can get back up on his feet. However,
the voice. I'm trying to be, you know, sympathetic to this fellow Clarksvillian story, but I can't with
her bubbly voice.
With the get back on his feet.
That's how you should talk. That is how you should do the show.
No.
Yes.
I think it would be terrible.
Tornado victims recovery paused by winter storm.
Waterdogs-scuba.com.
Great for a first date.
And if you don't like her, you could drown her. Yeah, see, it's not good.
Family until he can get back up on his feet.
Ted, what's up, Ted?
However,
it does
last
sound the
week,
same.
Storms had a new wrench in store.
I'm a diabetic, then type 2, and dealing with nephropathy. Dead, the cold
Your
weather,
news
and
voice
the snow,
sounds like Christopher
caused
Walken.
Me to get frostbitten.
I mean, wow.
My big toes was just really, really bad.
After last week's closures, Jones was one of the first in line once recovery assistance centers opened Monday. Across town, volunteers were anxious to get back to work, helping their neighbors recover.
The snow kind of slowed down the cleanup because we actually couldn't get to the homes and actually do the work to help them out.
Samaritan's Purse volunteer Donald Schenholster says it was hard to sit still during last week's storm, knowing neighbors were in need of repairs. He wants the community to know...
We were an amazing community at the first week. Mm-hmm. Like, first week, awesome. Yep. Everybody on the ground, all these things happening. Now, I mean, I've even seen with our posts, like, we've done a couple posts of businesses that are still struggling, that are not back up and running, and it's like the enthusiasm to help has just plummeted.
Well, no, life goes on.
Yeah. But it's not for a lot of these people.
That's
there's
right.
a ton of people that still aren't working, don't mm-hmm. have a house, a place to live.
That's a good observation. That first week after the big storm hit, everyone was, you know, making T-shirts, Clarksville strong or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, now it's like, you know, now it's Clarksville wrong. Yeah. Now it's Clarksville wrong. Stupid voice. And I love Nikki McGee. She's going to be my Valentine's Day. I'm going to take her out.
Okay.
Right. You know where I'm going to take her?
Mm-hmm. Where? To scuba diving.
No. I'm going to take her to the broadcasting school.
Oh.
Okay? I'm going to freaking tell them, this is not what you do. Stop it, people. Talk like normal people, please.
Especially after last week's pause, the need for volunteers is still great.
They still coming, but the bad thing is they're coming from different states.
And see, like I said, we need to get the word out.
What's that?
They're still coming. They're just coming from different states.
Ah, the help.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Because Clarksville's like, all right, we did our week. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. You're right.
Local Clarksvillians that we need to take care of home.
Despite the storm bringing yet another setback for Jones, he hopes after applying for assistance today, his path back to normalcy will be well on its way.
Seeing the tears in my kids' eyes and looking at my wife, looking at everything, it just was kind of hard. So that's my mission, to get my kids, keep my heads up, let them know that I'm going to come through for them.
In Clarksville, Nikki McGee, News 2.
Sad. Right.
And it's sad. There's a lot. I'm telling you, I hear story after story of people that are still
struggling. What's an example?
Yeah. There's a kid that he's like 18 years old. He's really involved in Mosaic Church. He lived with his grandmother and they lost everything, their whole apartment. And they're living in somebody's basement and don't even know where to live. They don't have any money. They didn't have renter's insurance. It's not GoFundMe, but it's one of those that are similar that don't have fees associated with it. And a couple people have seen it shared around, and there's only like $800 in there. That's not going to get you very far.
Now you're relying on other people.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they put in the FEMA claims and everything, right?
Yeah, I'm sure. They're working on, I think Samaritan's Purse is here doing a bunch of things, but I don't know. That's just one story of a whole bunch that I've heard. I mean, we've posted a couple of business stories on local and.
Thank you, Mark. December tornadoes roared through Middle Tennessee.
No, it's Haley Wiggins.
Homes from foundations. Well, tonight,
she's the Cindy Crawford of Nashville.
Yeah,
the
wind she's very
alone
beautiful.
Was not strong enough to do that.
Big calves.
Good evening and welcome to News 2 at 5. I'm Big Bob calves. Mueller.
And I'm Haley Wilkes. The survey team questioned whether some of the homes in Montgomery County were properly fastened down to their foundations.
Oh.
News 2 meteorologist Davis Nolan takes a closer look.
Whoops.
This is one of those houses that slid off its foundation on Kendall Drive, just outside of the Clarksville city limits. And when the National Weather Service surveyed this house, they noted it was attached with straight nails every 2 feet.
That's right,
Ted. They said the EF2 winds they determined.
Hey, Ted, Straight Nova is playing tonight. You coming?
Straight Nova?
Straight Nova is playing tonight over at the Shelby's Trio on the upstairs.
Oh.
Ted, are you in Clarksville? Let's go.
To be 120 miles per hour should not have done that.
What's up with the dress? Yeah, we'll get back to her dress in a moment, Christina.
And two houses down, the National Weather Service's Chrissy Hurley noticed something else that was peculiar.
I can remember that the house was completely destroyed.
This is true, Justin.
Right,
I do like
the foundation,
women,
but the maple
German.
Tree in the front yard looked untouched.
All right.
And so if you're going to have an EF4, EF5 tornado.
Yeah, the leaves are still there.
Yeah. Yeah, what? Look how crazy that is. I mean, they're putting up houses left and right in like 2 weeks here in Clarksville. There has to be, that can't be right.
Where did it go? It's gone. Wow. No, this has got to be an unfinished construction site.
I don't know. Look at the houses around it. They're all hurt too.
Not like this. This is gone. Unless this is all cleaned up already. They just got rid of everything.
Mm-hmm.
The maple tree in the front yard
Ted
looked
is
untouched.
In Cali. He can't go with you.
See, so Christina Ann knows, loves the previous drummer.
Tornado.
Very good. Very
you
good, Christina
that
Ann.
Tree to be completely gone.
Ted's
in this
Cali?
Case, it was noted straight nails used along
Business?
With bolt screws. These houses were built in 1996. Montgomery County Building Codes Commissioner Rob Streeter told me that the 1994 building code adopted by the Montgomery County Commission says that houses shall be anchored by 1/2-inch bolts spaced not more than 4 feet apart and which are embedded at least 6 inches into the concrete or 8 inches into masonry units.
Yeah, that sounds good. I'm down with that. So they're saying the, some of those houses weren't doing this.
Oh, I don't think they said that. I think they're just saying this is what he said they should be doing.
That's the building code since 1994. They're making them like, Tim Early goes, like Chinese apartment buildings, okay? You ever see them go up in like 3 days for a 10-story building? Yeah, I wouldn't trust that. Right. Ted Ely, so do you blame the builder or the inspector?
Both.
I blame Inspector Gadget.
They know what they're supposed to do.
Inspector Gadget. Yep. Brain. And Penny.
Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah. That was one of my favorites.
I like, Justin Nichols goes, I like Nordic women. My wife is only a third generation American. She's Swedish and Norwegian. Definitely not short. I love it. We have this German chick on the show.
Yes.
And so the German chick, her friend from Germany is visiting.
Okay.
And she's a tall, blonde German woman. Yeah, das ist gut. Joe, you funny. Joe, you funny. Yeah. So I'm like smitten. Right, I'm all smitten.
Of course you are.
Yeah, Joe, you make me laugh. Oh.
Now, the permit holder is ultimately responsible for complying with the most current adopted building codes. Within the Clarksville city limits, four homes were destroyed on Henry Place Boulevard. This is where three people lost their lives when the tornado reached EF3 strength with wind speeds of 150 miles per hour. At one of the houses here, it was noted some screws and bolts to the foundation, but mostly straight nails. These houses come under the Clarksville city codes. Clarksville Codes Department Interim Director Justin Crosby said they were bolted down and up to code, and there's a reason why there were bolts and nails. Both seen
these houses.
Okay, all right.
Houses, I know that they were on a slab. So what you would have is a footing and concrete slab. Most of the time, those are together. Would be a monolithic slab with a sill plate bolted to the monolithic slab. There were some pictures on the NOAA website that did show sill plate being bolted to a foundation and nails at the bottom of the wall that would have been nailed down to the sill plate, which would have been done properly at the time of construction.
It should be noted that this particular house did not appear to have slid off the foundation.
No.
If there is a concern
by
a citizen about construction, please let us know. Call us. Because we'll go out and do everything we can to look at it to make sure it was done right. But I also want to say we hold our builders and others to a very high standard.
Both the County Codes Commissioner and the Clarksville City Commissioner say that the codes are constantly being updated to improve safety. I'm meteorologist Davis Nolan, News 2.
Thank you, Mark. December.
That is why we live in a basement.
Tornadoes.
Yeah, you kind of live in the ground.
Yes.
Yeah, did someone spill something on her dress?
I like that. That's fun. Look how fun it is.
Yeah, it looks like one of those, what is that, Rorschachs?
Like marble.
What are those things you look
at? Oh, where you look at the ink.
The psycho ink, people have to look at. Yeah. Yeah, it's a big Rorschach all over her body.
Ted wants to know Mayor Padula soon.
Oh,
goodness.
Might have to run for city council here at Ward 6. Fix downtown, or at least be represented better than what we have. She sucks.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. She sucks. She's an actress. She called Mark over there at the Gas and Water a rapist. During the city council meeting.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were saying that.
A rapist.
And then she took it back and said that she meant to say something else.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, I didn't mean rapist. I meant, and then... And she's racist too.
Yeah.
She doesn't like white people. That she's racist. I've seen it in Kroger.
That's not considered racist anymore.
No, it's racist. If you hate someone because of their race, that's racism.
Nope.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
No, it is. It still is. So yeah, Clarksville tornado recovery continues. There you go. And make sure to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell if you had not done so already.
Ding ding.
Make sure to
like. You updated the X.
Oh, yes.
Good job.
Yes, that's right.
High five.
I just put it over the bird.
Oh.
So the bird's still there. It's just behind the X.
Okay.
Right. Ah, yes. Last night was fun at Skyline 500 Rooftop Trivia. When are you coming back out to one?
I don't know.
I know you're busy. I get it. I just know you have a good time when you do it.
It is fun.
And you deserve a good time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, yeah, it's fun. Come on out. Downtown, Shelby Street on the third floor.
Joe has the best trivia in town.
The Masked Wonder. Oh, she blocked you? The Masked Wonder has to go. That's Wanda Smith, City Council, Ward 6.
Yeah.
Right.
Only if you follow the woke agenda, it's not racist. Don't drink the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, don't drink the Kool-Aid, Casey.
Yeah.
Right.
I was being silly.
Yeah, Wanda, she stopped wearing a mask, though, because of us.
Did she?
Yeah, because we would always call her out. It looked like a big diaper. But here's the thing. She would only wear it when, like, a camera was around.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. It's all right. It's all right. Just, you know. What's up, Tanya?
Tanya says, morning, handsome.
How you doing, Tanya? All right.
We must be looking at two different cameras.
There you go, Tanya. I'll do my pecs for you.
Just joking, Tanya.
There you go.
How look. Do you know she wasn't talking to me?
Here, look. See the pecs on the mic?
Moving on.
All right. I don't know why the trivia music is playing. A little awkward.
Ooh.
My bad.
No.
I don't want to make a light of this. Why was this Clarksville home destroyed?
Because a wood burning stove.
Final answer?
Yes.
You are correct.
I know.
Family,
we have a wood burning stove. It scares me.
Love you, Tanya.
Over the weekend, our Danielle Ledbetter shares
she's great.
How the fire even started.
She's got great legs. This
one. For you to protect your home.
She's got a good voice too. She's not being fake.
Yes.
Today, Mike Smith.
Yes. This is why she's an anchor and not still on the streets.
Doing
a
street work.
A fire destroyed a home. Okay. I can't stand that voice. And I like Nikki McGee, and I love Kylie Walker.
I love my stove too, Tim. Do you worry about it catching on fire, though?
People still have these things, huh?
Wood-burning stove?
Yeah.
Yeah, we bought one purposefully.
Really?
It's amazing. Our heater didn't go on at all when it was like 8 degrees.
Hmm.
Started, and the warning
save a lot of money.
Protect your home.
A heat
today,
shield.
Today, Mike Smith surveyed what's left of his home with Clarksville fire, thanking them for their quick action.
It's nice to know that we have those kind of people that are taking care of us, and I'll be indebted to them for a long time.
When Smith and his wife rushed out of their
clean
home
them?
On Saturday morning, he asked firefighters to get one thing for his wife.
Yeah, that was her Bible. She had.
Christina Ann, I'm guessing you mean you love fires that aren't consuming your house.
Yes.
You just love fires.
Right.
Like wood fires and...
Yes, I love fires.
Me too.
I would love to have a wood-burning stove. My house used to have one. My house was built in 1933.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see where there used to be a pipe that would be the chimney for that stove. Hmm.
That's what we did. We cleaned it all out and put the wood-burning stove back. That's why it scares me, because we did it.
Oh, okay. Oh.
But you could do that. Just rip the wall apart.
Oh, boy.
To have that.
Smith says that was vital for them.
Yeah, the ashes just don't disappear. That makes sense.
The Lord to get us through every day.
And Smith
I love
says
this guy.
That's what got them out alive when their fireplace started a fire at their home.
Anita.
He's even terrible. More grateful his grandkids weren't there.
My little buddy is, he's getting old enough to start fishing and going to the woods with me. And then the little baby girl, she's the apple of my eye, so...
Now he warns other homeowners.
Yeah, this guy's great, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Nita, I have a fake wood-burning stove, but it gives off heat. Yeah, I got I got a fake fireplace, too. Yeah. Except the lights. I got to change the light bulb on it. So right now it just gives off heat.
Oh.
And the flames don't move.
No.
Right.
There's no fire.
Make sure you buy good, dry, seasoned wood to put in your fireplace and keep it clean.
Loping Cape Cod for the win.
Like I say, otherwise something like this can happen to anybody else.
And as for that Bible, Smith says, is that what will help you guys get through this situation?
It already has.
Justin, how do you clean it? Do you hire somebody or can you do it yourself?
Yeah, you gotta hire someone, right?
Yeah,
you gotta
call Google chimney cleaners.
I bring in a
like Dick Van Dyke.
I bring in.
You think he would come to my house?
Yeah, from Mary Poppins.
Uh huh.
You just like saying Dick Van Dyke.
No, I did that for you.
Thank you. No, what I do is I take I got one of those leaf blowers.
Mm-hmm.
I just bring it in the house and put it in the
push right.
Right, then it's all over the roof. Yeah, there's got to be some process.
USMV4.
Right. Damn. So again, I don't know why the trivia music is on this slide, but it is. So that should have been the trivia question. What was the one thing that he asked the Clarksville Fire Rescue to grab from the burnt house?
Oh, I missed that. His scratchy blankie.
Nope. In the comments, maybe you know the answer.
And his cat.
And if you get the answer, I will show you pictures of Kylie Walker on Instagram. No, it was his wife's Bible.
Oh.
Yeah, how'd you miss that part?
How come you didn't let them answer?
Oh,
they got it. Tim and Joe got it.
Oh, let's go to Kylie Walker.
Good job. No.
Let's go to her Instagram.
No.
You clean it yourself with a drill and a brush with the flexible extension poles.
Thank you, Tim and Van.
Van Canuto, Commander Canuto. He knows.
Very helpful.
Right. All right. If you haven't liked yet, do so. Subscribe.
So it's like a dirty version of plumbing your toilet. What's the thing that goes in your toilet?
A snake?
Like, yeah. You do that with your
And it
chimney.
Doesn't make noise. Okay?
Yes, it does. It goes...
It doesn't come with sound effects. Oh, you got one of those electric ones?
That goes... We needed it for our camper.
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah. You guys clogged that one,
oh,
huh?
Oh, gosh. It was a mess. Well, toilets.
You guys... Well, you take a lot of dumps.
Well, so we didn't take dumps in the camper, though.
All right.
Because I was the one that had to empty it.
Yeah, I'm with Joe Quinters. Less talk, more Kylie. Tim Early fills up the wood box. Keeps my whole house almost 80 degrees for 8 hours. I need shorts. So it really does heat up the house.
Yeah, it does really good. It's really nice.
Well, it's like a fire inside your house.
Mm-hmm.
There's a controlled fire inside your house.
Mm-hmm. Duh.
I want to get one.
You should. Especially if you already have the hole for it.
Yep.
We can help you.
I'm glad you're physically showing me where the holes of my house are. Yeah. Thank you.
I know it goes up. Hopefully.
Yo, this driver in Clarksville ran off the road into a creek. Look how far down that is.
That is far.
Wow. Yeah, Tuesday trivia is the best. Tanya knows.
Yeah.
She,
all of your trivia is good.
Yeah, I know. The good game show.
Mm-hmm.
Here, let's take a look at this.
Clarksville police teamed up with Clarksville Fire Rescue trying to save this driver. Look what happened. Crashed right into a creek. It was around noon at the 41A bypass near Ashland City Road.
Always.
Police say this driver ran off that road, went down that ravine, and then stopped right there just before
them?
The creek.
Like last
the driver's
week?
Injuries
yeah,
went down that ravine. And then.
I don't know. I think that's an iPhone feature.
Oh.
Right only. Okay. When you crash?
And he didn't have an iPhone.
I don't know.
An
stopped right there, just before the creek. Crashed right into a creek. It was around noon at the 41A bypass near Ashland City Road. Police say this driver ran off that road, went down that ravine, and then stopped right there, just before the creek. The driver's injuries do not appear to be life-threatening.
Well, that's good. He got lucky.
That is lucky.
Yeah.
Like, if you're up here, and then all of a sudden you're down here, and your car's like there, flipped over...
How did it do that? Was he going too fast? Was it from the ice? Doesn't look like there's ice anymore.
No. This all the ice is gone at this point, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah.
Degree-wise.
I know. It's crazy.
Yep. Well, I'm glad the guy's all right. Well, to be honest with you, my guess, it was probably a woman driver.
No.
Oh, did they say it was a man?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No. I don't think so.
Right. It's got to be a woman.
No.
Yeah. First of all, that's a woman car.
No, it's not.
Right? Is that?
Is there such thing as a woman car?
Yes,
a woman car is
yes,
a SUV.
I drive one. Okay.
Yeah, you do.
But all the speakers fit. You know what I mean?
Yours even has nice art on the side of it.
Yes, it does have some some signatures.
Yeah.
With autographs. It's got autographs.
of a woman whose name starts with F and ends with Y.
Yeah. Nah, it's all right. I miss her. I hope she's doing well. She's moved back to Tennessee.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I should give it another shot with her. What's the silence for?
It's a woman driver or a limp-wristed man.
Yep. A little light in the loafers, maybe. Light in the loafers. Hey, make sure to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Power Purpose Conference. March 16th. We got a bunch of ladies coming. They're going to be talking.
Cool.
Yeah, this is awesome. Yeah, you definitely want to do this. And for tickets and more information, ClarksvilleOfficeNow.com. They're holding at the Wilmer Rudolph Event Center. So, yeah, come on by. Let's do it. All right, you can put it down now.
Okay. I was reading it.
Oh, okay. That's right. Hey, should political flags be banned from schools? Of course.
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely.
100%.
I'm trying to think of reasons why it shouldn't.
Well, freedom of speech is what they will say.
Well, at the state capitol today, a group of Tennesseans who are opposed to a proposed flag bill came to Nashville to make sure lawmakers heard from them.
Okay.
News 2's Kendall
Let's see what they have to say.
Those details. Kendall.
Well, Mark, Brentwood Representative Gino Bolso is pushing a bill that will ban any flag from public schools that is not either an official U.S. or Tennessee flag. But organizers.
Yeah. A U.S.
So
flag or a state flag?
We can use a U.S. or a state flag.
Yeah.
But not political. Okay, good.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed. Yeah.
Okay. Let's hear them out.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what they have to say.
Christina Ann says, are state flags political or prideful? That's the thing, is they've turned things that should not be political into political. If you live in Tennessee or the United States.
Right.
That's what the flag is for.
The flag is a declaration of location.
Yeah.
Right. This is not a location. This is a what makes you excited.
Yeah.
Right. What arouses you. Speaking of which.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry. I got Kendall pride.
Would you go?
I'm sorry. I wish he had one more S in her last name. Right?
Joe, play the video.
Okay, sorry.
You got lots of girls watching this morning.
Oh, sorry, Christy.
Care about yours.
The pride flag is the main target of this legislation. Now, the bill
would
ban any other flag, including the flags of other states and countries, as well as pride flags, Black Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter, or anything else.
Yeah, same thing with the blue lives. You know, the cuff flag. No, get it out of the classroom. Right.
The classroom should be about learning.
Absolutely.
So silly.
Enough of the distractions.
Yeah.
This is why you're running for school board.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Damn right.
Well, today supporters of the pride flag came to protest this bill, saying it tries to erase them from public discourse.
No. We are here. We're not going anywhere. And that we and our message matters, that we did not just show up here because we had some extra hours in a day. In fact, a lot of people traveled from all over the state, came from many different places. And what really matters right now is that we are seen and that we are heard. And that
he is a really well-spoken gentleman. Could you imagine if he was using this energy towards something?
Well, here's
else?
The thing. He hasn't given any reasons why the flag should be in there.
None.
Right.
Well, they don't.
Well, I want to hear the reason. Yeah.
There is no.
I know the reason why. The U.S. and the state flag.
He said because they need to be, they are not going anywhere.
The
they're
U.S.
there and they're not going anywhere.
Here's why the U.S. and the state flag should be in the public classroom. They're paying for it.
Yeah.
Okay? They are paying for your school and the building and the teachers pay with our taxes. This flag that you keep adding lines to is not paying for a damn thing.
Well, and if you have a U.S. flag, we are all, that's something we can all, we are all living in the U.S. If you have a Tennessee flag in a Tennessee school, we are living, every single person there is living in Tennessee.
Yeah, we're not living in monkeypox land.
No.
I'm sorry. All right.
Tennessee flag.
Maybe they will have an answer, though.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. I would like to hear the reason.
Listen to the Tennessee folks that voted them into office in the first place.
Now, when News 2 spoke with Representative Bolso about the bill earlier this month, he told us children in schools should be taught the values the country was founded on, saying flags can represent, quote, types of political influences that some use to try to indoctrinate children. Of course,
it's the truth. Mm-hmm. Hey, and this kid, like you said, well-spoken, didn't give a reason why.
No.
Had the opportunity here on WKRN, which is an ally station, by the way.
Hmm.
An ally station.
What's that mean?
It means that they're...
allies with
them? Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Right.
Okay.
And this kid didn't say anything.
Yeah.
So, there you go. Anything in the comments? I mean, they're coming for your children. You know that, right?
Yeah, they are.
They said it. Did you ever see this video?
Mm-mm.
This is out of San Francisco. It's a couple of years ago. They're telling you. They're coming for your children.
As we celebrate Pride on the progress we've made over these past years, there's still work to be done. So to those of you out there who are still working against equal rights, we have a message for you.
Here's their message.
He just looks like an angry person.
You fight against...
There's some demons in this guy.
Yeah, he just looks like I will stab you with my fork.
There's some demons in this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen.
Star rights, you say we all lead lives you can't respect. But you're just frightened.
Wait for it.
You think that we'll corrupt your kids if our agenda goes unchecked. Funny, just this once, you're correct.
Yo. When they say it, listen to them, okay?
Yuck.
We'll convert your children. Happens bit by bit, quietly and subtly, and you will barely notice it.
Okay, next. This is gross.
Okay?
Yeah.
Just telling you. You need to know that this is what's out there.
You can keep them from disco. Warn about San Francisco.
Goodbye.
Make him wear pleated pants, we don't care. We'll convert your children. We'll make them tolerant and fair.
Okay.
What's so funny, we'll make them tolerant.
Mm-hmm.
But
and this guy's so just hating.
You are like the least tolerant person.
This guy is just all haterade.
Yeah.
Right?
Only tolerant if you're tolerating our views.
Some demons going on in there.
Really bad.
Right. Yep, creeped out, right, Gail?
Yeah.
Right? Scary, right, Christina? I'm telling you, Panic at the Disco, Brandon Urie. Yeah, it kind of looks like him, which is a complete oxymoron statement, right? Actually, as a taxpayer, we are paying for the schools. Right, exactly. Right, we. Right. When I say state and U.S., we the people. Absolutely. So there you go. Right. Yeah, of course they should.
Yes.
Duh. Duh. Freedom of expression. You're a paid government employee, teacher, ma'am, sir. You are paid government employee. Private schools, you guys have your own policies. You guys do what you got to do. Public schools, get them out. Next. All right. Woo! Hey, tonight is Thursday.
Woo-hoo!
Or today is Thursday.
That's fun.
Tonight is Wicked Good Trivia. Yeah, that's Ric Flair.
Which is Wicked Good.
Yeah, Wicked Good Trivia every Thursdays. Why don't you come out tonight?
No.
Come on.
I can't come tonight.
All right, since you can't make it out tonight at 605 Cumberland Drive, 7 o'clock, we'll do it right now for you on the show.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Are you ready? Make some noise. Woo!
Okay. More noise, please.
Uh-oh.
It has begun.
It has begun. Fight! That's from a game.
Round
Mortal
five.
Kombat, yes.
Yeah.
All right, here's round five. You ready?
Yes, round five.
Spelling bee.
We haven't even done round one, two, or three, or four yet.
We don't have time.
Oh, this is why correct spell. Oh, gosh. I love when I can smell a guy's cologne as he walks by.
Does not say cologne.
Oh.
This is why spelling's important. This is
colon?
Why- yes, thank you.
Yeah, ooh.
I love it when I can smell a guy's colon as he walks by.
I'm really bad at spelling, so.
Well, maybe this will help.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you need pen and paper?
No.
You got the whiteboard there.
Oh, are you going to ask me to spell things?
Yes.
Oh gosh, you guys, I need help.
Mm-hmm. From the image, not only do you have to spell it correctly, but you have to guess the word.
Gosh.
You have to correctly spell the word that begins with the letter A.
Anita says she hasn't been to the trivia since it was at the Gilroy. Anita, you need to go because it's way better than it was before.
It is way better.
Yeah.
And the Gilroy was fun, too.
Your trivia
you've never been to the Gilroy.
Stepped up. No?
Oh, it's the best around.
Yeah.
I put a lot of work into it, but it's good.
Yeah.
Here we go. Correctly spell the word that begins with the letter A. Now it ends with the letter T.
Asphalt.
Spell it.
Well, I know it doesn't have two S's in it.
Spell it.
It does have two S's in it. Asphalt, Anita. A... As
oh, let me scroll up to the previous comment. All right.
P H A L T.
Hurry up. Show your answer.
P H A L T. Thank you.
Let me see.
Justin. Ah!
Let me see the answer. All right. You got it. Asphalt. Very good.
I lost my flyer.
It's okay.
I would
Joe
have,
Quinn is my the, domestic
I would
duties
not have even
keep
been
me from
close.
Trivia tonight. Oh, Joe's not making it to trivia tonight.
Not have even been close. Okay.
All right. You ready?
Yes.
Begins with A, ends with L. Oh, what is it?
Aloe vera.
Does that end with L?
Yes.
Begins with A, ends with L.
Begins with A, ends with L.
Are you just relying on someone to write in the answers?
Yeah, sanitizer.
Someone you keep looking down?
Yeah. Germs. Alcohol.
How do you spell it? How do you spell it?
A-L-C. I can't write quickly.
Let me see.
O-H-O-L.
Let's see what you got.
With those, A-L-C-O-H.
Those big-ass fingers of yours. Antibacterial.
Oh, dang it.
Or alcohol, fine.
Okay, thank you.
All right, fine. But antibacterial.
Right. That, I
all right, here you go. Begins with A, ends with S. Begins with A, ends with S. What are they? Christina Ann, though, with antibacterial.
I don't even know who those people are.
Come on. Begins with A, ends with S.
Actors. Actors. Assassins is what Christina Ann says.
Well,
but I can't spell that. I can spell actors.
All right. It was assassins. Very good. Assassins. Very good.
Actors.
Assassins. No, because this is not an actor. This
Why
is
not?
A video game. That's from Hitman.
Well,
right.
He could be an actor.
I'll tell you what. If it was the guy from the movie that played him, then I would have given you actors.
Okay.
You're right. Okay.
Astronauts.
astronauts. Van Canuto.
Good job, Van.
He's just like, any word that begins with A ends with S. Astronauts. All right, what about this? What does
letter
she have?
A ends with Y. Begins with A, ends with
yep,
Y?
Yep.
Anxiety.
Spell it.
A-N-X-I-E-T-Y.
That's it.
A-N-X.
Very good.
Yay.
Very good.
I did one on my own.
See, you're not bad. You're doing pretty good at this.
Should be a professional speller.
Right, right. All right, you ready?
Yes.
Last one. Begins with A, ends with E. Begins with A, ends with E.
Look at the person watching him.
Begins with A, ends with E.
Asshole.
Well, so watch your mouth.
That's a bit. I was reading.
Write it.
I was reading Biff's.
Let me see. Did you spell it right?
Yeah, I hope so.
It's appetite.
Oh.
Okay? He's eating. He's hungry. He has an appetite.
Okay.
All right, fine. You got it. You got it. Asinine. Yeah, asinine works too. Hey, it's Wicked Good Trivia. Come on out tonight, all right? Tonight is episode 156, so yeah. Come on out. We got Charlotte will be out there too. She's German. I don't think her German friend's coming because Julia has a date with some loser.
Oh.
Ryan. You know I know he's a loser?
How?
He's taking her to the mailroom.
The mailroom is nice.
No. Wicked Good should have been the date.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That's a God for autocorrect.
She's probably saying thank God for autocorrect.
Thank God for autocorrect.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But it makes us more dumb.
Autocorrect us?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, very dumb. It's okay. I'm dumb even without autocorrect. Or with it.
I don't think you're dumb.
With some things. Yeah. It's okay. We all have our strengths.
You're not dumb. You're a ditz.
Hey.
Oh, is that rude?
You're a ditz.
Thank you. See, I take it as a compliment. It's up to the beholder if you take something to be insulting, right? Only you can be
insulted.
Yes.
You can choose to
right.
not take offense.
Right. Right?
Yeah. Very true.
True. All right. Did you learn anything on the show today?
I learned lots of things.
Like?
Like?
How to spell appetite.
How to spell appetite. I learned that you have a very smart audience that is very willing to help. So thank you guys.
Yeah. Oh. We're dummies.
Yeah.
They're not. Well,
that's
with the
true.
Exception of three.
Okay.
There are... The
three of them on there that are dummies?
Three people that are dumb.
Yeah, you guys in the
I'm
comments,
not gonna mention
name
names.
The three dummies.
All right. I'm Joe Padula.
I'm Casey Bryant.
Hey, what happened to your school board slides?
Wow, you erased them during an important time.
I'll fix it next
week. Guys,
yeah.
Can I just say something
Yeah,
really
please
quick?
Do. Please
I
do.
Have no money, and I'm putting on. I'm going to, on my website, I'm going to add... a donation button.
Uh-huh.
I haven't even ordered my signs yet. So Kacie Bryant, K-A-C-I-E Bryant, B-R-Y-A-N-T.com.
Links in the video description.
Thank you. It's not on there. It'll be hopefully on there in the next day or two. I need money to buy signs.
Okay, yeah, because she's running for school board. And as you know, she is the opposite of woke.
Yes.
Right, she's broke.
Yes.
She's not woke, she's broke.
I'm trying. I'm just a mama stepping up, trying to make it happen. Do you only vote your district? Yes, Justin, you only vote your district.
This is
true. District 2, which is downtown and across the river.
Yeah, but you can take money from anyone.
I can, yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I'll donate.
And I can still represent. Like, we all vote on things that impact the entire district. So.
What if I request and I get Kylie Walker to do a story on you out there?
Okay.
She's running for school board.
Can I talk just like her when she interviews me?
You won't get elected.
No.
All right. I'm Joe Padula.
I'm Kacie Bryant.
And this was the local news you needed to know. Absolutely.
Ah, oh, I missed.